Hi folks, this is Jack Miller with APPA welcoming you to the Public Power X podcast, where industry experts share the ways they are keeping public power safe, reliable, and secure. Today I have the pleasure of introducing you to Jessica Valenti, who works on Esri's Utilities and Telecommunications team. Welcome to the podcast.
Thank you, Jack. Yeah, I started my career at a power utility in the Pacific Northwest using mapping technology for utility operations. And I've since been working in the geospatial industry as both a user of Esri's or an employee for over 20 years. Today, I work with a team that focuses on supporting medium to smaller electric utilities in the US, including many in public power and cooperatives.
Awesome. Thanks, Jessica. Glad to have you. I'd also like to welcome Pat Hull. Pat, you spent many years in various roles in public power, and now you work for Esri. What is your role there?
Well, thanks, Jack. It's great to be here. Yes, I spent most of my career in public power. And, you know, a highlight for me was my time on the RP3 committee, where I really got a chance to see the great work of so many members. But now at Esri, I work in electric industry solutions. And there I have the privilege to use some of the things that I've learned and come alongside utilities from all over the country to help them accomplish their goals, like serving customers.
Thanks, Pat, and welcome to the podcast. So Jessica, for those who are not familiar with Esri or GIS in general, can you please tell us briefly how you serve the public power community?
Yeah, sure. Well, Esri has a long history of working with both state and local governments and municipalities. Typically, you'll see the technology on the administration side of things in city and town services, such as the assessing department or public safety. You might have found mapping technology in light plants to map the location of poles and conductors. Sometimes that was even done in CAD. But today, municipal light departments use mapping technology to support all aspects of operations, including network management, as well as meeting sustainability and electrification efforts, and even customer engagement and support. I think the simplest, most common form of customer engagement through a map might be your outage map. Utility operations are defined by location, right? Like a pole has a location, an outage has a location. And ArcGIS allows you to include location in your data. It provides tools to collect this data and maintain information about your equipment, but it also has tools to analyze and gain insight to that data and information, all within the context of where that piece of equipment or customer might be located. More importantly, it's about providing the apps to share this critical information across all those who could benefit from it, including your customers. So if listeners are thinking, I've never heard of ArcGIS, chances are it's being used by someone in your organization in the government or public works department.
So Pat, what do you see happening today in terms of customer care?
Well, Jack, utilities have very large infrastructure investments just by definition. And so historically, they have been very focused on those assets. And I spent much of my career designing those assets and operating those assets. But today, we are definitely seeing a shift. It's a shift away from being so asset-centric and towards being more customer-focused or more customer-centric. You know, I remember my dad always said, the customer is king. And, you know, he was right. At the end of the day, it really is all about the customers. So when I started in this business in the 80s, I worked for an investor-owned utility, and it was quite normal to speak about customers as ratepayers. It's funny, today that doesn't even sound right. And so one of the things I really enjoy about public power is our high view of customers, because they are our owners too, and they're part of our community. And today, as you look across the landscape, customer expectations, they have just exploded. We have really grown accustomed to personalization for us, for choice, and instant communication about everything. And all those things add value, and they make our lives better. But customers today even expect personalization that reflects their situation. They expect companies to take data and use it to personalize their experience with that company. So let's think of an example. We've all seen this with streaming video. For example, you might see this. You watched all 6 seasons of Vikings. which I did. You might also like Game of Thrones, which I didn't. But customers expect the utility to understand them, their neighborhood, their outages, their streetlights. And they want choices that match their values, their needs. Some are interested in solar, some in efficiency, some in conservation. So different programs apply differently to different customers. And meeting those expectations is a top consideration for utilities. And because this is a growth area, many utilities are looking for new ways to work.
Absolutely. Now, you both spend a lot of time speaking to public power agencies around the country. What are the steps that they are taking to move in this direction of improving customer care?
Yeah, that's an important topic. So when I worked for the utility, when customer calls got transferred to me, it was usually because they had a problem that we had been unable to address. And so I really had to dig in on those problems and figure out where we had gone wrong. And here's what I learned. Customers care about the things that affect them. They think of that streetlight out front as their streetlight, or they're concerned about the pole that's in their yard, or maybe the digging that's going on in their neighborhood. Because we do things every day as utilities that affect our customers. We're out there working and trimming trees. We have occasional outages. But those things, they normally only affect a few customers. But which ones? And you might wonder, will any critical customers be affected by those things? So to provide really great service, we need to have a tight grasp on that. And ideally, to be able to get those answers right now when somebody is on the phone asking questions. Now, likewise, customers do things that affect the utility. They upgrade their service. They add solar panels, things that affect the grid. So utilities have to understand the customers and the network, and they have to understand them together. And connecting both helps to meet the customer's needs, but it also helps the utility maintain cost-effective, reliable service.
Right, and I know that can be a large challenge. So how do you do that?
Well, this is a key insight that I discovered a few years ago, that customers and utility networks, and Jessica mentioned this at the beginning, they're both naturally linked by their location. Everything that a utility cares about has a location, whether it's your customers, your trucks, your employees, even storms. So location can be a common denominator that pulls utility information together in a way that people understand naturally and they even enjoy. Now, we have all seen this. Utilities seem to naturally create silos of information. For example, most folks in customer service, they don't have great access to engineering or operating information. And location can link those silos of information in the simplest possible way. And that's the essence of what we do. And I like to call it location technology, because location allows us to really comprehend in our minds which lights are out. Where is this big project taking place? Or where are those tree crews today? Things like that. And when you put all of those things on a colorful map, it makes perfect sense to people. It breaks down the silos, and that helps improve customer care.
Well, I think, Pat, the bottom line is location matters, and maps are a really natural way to communicate information. I mean, some of the utilities I talk to can use those insights gained from understanding their network and their customers together as a way to stay ahead of potential problems, but also as a way to match customers with what they need or want. And this happens by helping customer service reps address questions really quickly. A map is an intuitive display, right? Many of us use it daily to check the weather forecast or check traffic before a drive. They include basic information like highways and town boundaries with an overlay of whatever the information is you might be trying to understand. And so maps kind of just naturally enable us to work more naturally, quickly spotting relationships and providing fast answers. Most of us use a map every day to make basic decisions like whether to put on a jacket or when to leave for a doctor's appointment. So think about what a utility customer service rep can quickly see. Something like there's a big project in the customer's neighborhood, or maybe tree trimming is planned for the road that they live on. When you make those kinds of connections quickly, the customer and the customer service rep are both a lot happier. But we can take it even further. We need to understand the customers better. The customer care and marketing departments put a lot of time and effort into programs like renewables, efficiency rebates, but not all of these programs are of interest to all customers. Some are more sensitive to solar panels or sustainability efforts, while others really just care about how much things are going to cost. So one way that utilities are starting to use location technology is to better understand the demographics of their customers in their service area. And so Esri users have access to a mountain of data inside what Esri calls its Living Atlas. My favorite is the tapestry segmentation data. It breaks the whole US down into over 60 segments with different characteristics and funny names like Pleasantville or Rust Belt Traditions. Utilities can use that information to better target their promotions, which ideally would increase program adoption. I mean, the last thing I'll mention here too is understanding on social equity. So this is an area where utilities have not traditionally had a lot of focus. Using demographics, you could overlay your reliability statistics, project investments, and program adoption to see how these affect different customer segments. So just think, if you could build a map of your service territory with relevant information about your assets and equipment, reliability stats, truck locations, current and forecasted weather, the demographics of your customers, what kind of decisions could you possibly make? What new customer targeted offering might suddenly become a reality? Might you be able to forecast equipment failures before they happen?
That certainly makes a lot of sense. So tell me, how do all of these things actually connect with the people, the customers?
Well, I think the bottom line is, you know, no surprises, right? And that always comes down to communication. As Pat shared earlier, customers care about the things that affect them. They want to be alerted on important things like planned outages, tree trimming, billing changes before they happen. So if you can use location to connect customers to utility activities, and then communication can be really greatly improved. I mean, for example, some utilities are notifying specific customers with email or text in real time. When something impacts service, planned or unplanned, real-time messaging can prevent the rush of phone calls that frustrate both your customers and your CSRs that are intaking those calls. We can also reinforce this with online tools like web maps and applications. I mentioned outage maps that are fairly common with a lot of utilities. Customers can check these on their phone. And I know a lot of utilities are starting to leverage social media. I live in a community served by public power. And honestly, I think Facebook knows before town police if power is out in a section of town. I'd like to mention too, there's a lot of collaboration going on between local government and utilities. Utilities work with local governments, neighboring utilities, regional organizations, their own contractors and regulators to try and meet their goals. And as Pat and I have said, ArcGIS and location technology draws on the one attribute they all share, location. We have an example, I think, particularly interesting of a utility in the Hudson Valley that created a community portal where they use technology as a way to close the communication gap between the stakeholders in an emergency situation like a weather event. They created this two-way communication between fire, police, community officials, the state and local level, as well as the public. I just think it's a spectacular example of connecting the utility directly to their customers and the entire community that they serve.
Thanks for breaking that down for us, Jessica. Pat, can you tell us some specific examples of utilities using these approaches to strengthen customer care?
Sure. There are many. The first one that comes to mind is Guadalupe Valley in Texas. They're using an Esri web app to better understand and communicate with their customers. Now in Guadalupe Valley, beyond electricity, they offer other services, and they offer things like wireless communications, fiber to the home, They even have HVAC technicians and electricians. So it helps them focus these new service offerings. The app shows customers where these services are available, and it gives them a way to provide feedback about what they're interested in so that the utility can prioritize the planning and the way that they roll out those services. You know, Jess, I love that you mentioned social media. This is one of the most exciting areas of work, I think, in terms of customer care. Two members here come to mind, Seattle City Light and Belmont Light outside of Boston, are both using social media and text and customer-facing outage maps. They receive information back from customers very rapidly just using text messages. And they keep customers informed with these live web maps that, as you said, people can look at on their phone. They don't have to wait on hold or tie up CSRs to get those kind of answers. And with technology today, it's very straightforward to just set it up to automatically watch Twitter for keywords like car hit pole and to grab that and send it straight to dispatch. And that really speeds things up. Because as you said, I spent many nights in dispatch office where it seemed like the councilman knew about an outage before we did because there was a picture on Facebook already. I also worked with Lakeland Electric last year in Florida, and they've made some great progress in terms of their outage response. By replacing paper forms with digital apps, they were able to speed up the way that they collect damage assessment information. It's so much faster, and people really like it better, especially young people, because the new workforce just expects things to work that way. Instant communication and live dashboards, they really help you stay on top of a situation and likewise keep the community informed. I really wish that I'd had that a few years ago.
Well, thanks again, Jessica and Pat. That's a lot of great information that I'm sure many of our members and their customers will find useful. Is there anything you want to add before we wrap this up?
Well, of course, I want to thank APPA and, of course, any of our listeners today. Many of you are currently Esri users, so thank you. And always remember, we have a team of utility-focused folks like my friend Pat here available to assist with any of your questions. One last thing I'd like to mention is that Esri has a disaster response program. This is a program designed to support you 24/7 in the midst of a crisis or a natural disaster with both software and technical support. Unfortunately, this has been put to the test with quite a few of our users in face of wildfires, hurricanes, flooding, and of course the pandemic. But it's a part of our culture to send in help whenever and wherever it's needed. And that's available to all of you.
Well, thanks, Jess. In these few minutes, we've really just begun to scratch the surface of some of these issues. And I'm a big believer in borrowing the very best ideas that you can find. So if you would like to explore some of these concepts in a little more detail, please see our new utility ebook called Strengthening the Customer Relationship. The link to that is in the description. Thank you for your time and for what you do every day to serve your customers.
Thanks again, Jessica and Pat, for taking the time today to be on the podcast and discuss how utilities are taking advantage of GIS to fortify relationships with their customers and really keep them informed in real time. As Pat mentioned, if you're interested in learning more, you can find the link to their ebook as well as their contact information in the description. Thanks, as always, for tuning into the podcast. Don't forget to follow or subscribe and perhaps send this to a friend who might be interested. We'll look forward to seeing you next time. Take care.